This is the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast with evangelist Adam Borden, brought to you by Wahoo Baptist Church in Murrayville, Georgia. We invite you to join us for this time of mining the unsearchable riches of God's Word. And now, evangelist Adam Borden.
Hello, friends. This is evangelist Adam Borden. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast. We're so thankful for those who listen in every week. We had a message from one of our listeners this past week named Emma Lou, who listens on WECO. She writes on our Facebook page, "I listened and so enjoyed the interview with Brother Mike Holcomb. I loved hearing him with the inspirations and have heard him preach 2 times and local revivals. We're very thankful for your program, and I try to listen each Monday." Thank you so much, Miss Emily. We sure do appreciate you and all those who listen week in and week out to the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast. Now let's get into our message for the day, and that'll be found in the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 13. Now, if you've been listening for any length of time, you know that several months ago, we began a study and a preaching series through the books of Ezra and Nehemiah and the correlating books in the Old Testament. And today we'd like to come to the very last chapter of the book of Nehemiah and read the first 5 verses. If you don't have your Bible handy right now, you'll be able to go back to our website, evangelistadamborden.com, and find this message later on that we'll preach out of Nehemiah chapter number 13. Now reading in verse number 1. "On that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit our God turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. And before this, Eliashib, the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our God, was allied unto Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber where aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and to the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priests." As we look into these verses today, I'd like to point to your attention to verse number 1. It says there, "They read in the book of Moses and the audience of the people." First of all, in verse 1, "On that day, the Bible was read to the people." There is nothing more needful in this day for the child of God than the Word of God and prayer. The Word of God, we must read it, we must be taught it, we must be preached it. The Word of God is indispensable to the child of God. And in these verses, we see that the truth was revealed to the people, that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever was revealed to the people. I want you to see that not only was the Bible read to the people, the truth was revealed to the people, but that the enemies were restricted from the congregation, specifically those Ammonites and the Moabites. We look back in chapter number 2, verse 20, when the Ammonites and the Moabites, their descendants, tried to join in with the work of God, they were denied. In the book of Ezra, chapter number 4, verse 3, those enemies of God, they tried to join in with the work of God and again were denied. But we find that the source of this back in Deuteronomy chapter number 23, verse 3 and 4, God gave instruction through his man Moses and said, "An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to their 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever, because they met you not with bread and with water in the way when ye came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against thee Balaam, the son of Beor of Pethor of Mesopotamia, to curse thee." God took very seriously what the Moabites and the Ammonites did to his people when they were being delivered out of Egypt and coming into the promised land. The source of the Ammonites and the source of the Moabites was a source that was sinful in its nature. Back in Genesis, we see that the Ammon and Moab were the sons of Lot through his daughters, through incestual relations. Through his daughter, Lot gave birth to two sons, Ammon and Moab, and they were forever the enemies of the people of God. Now, looking back in our text today, chapter number 13, verse 2, we've seen that the Bible was read, that the truth was revealed. We've seen that the enemies were restricted. Now, in verse number 2, we see God's reason. Because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them that he should curse them. Howbeit our God turned the curse into a blessing. I want you to see that the revenge that the Lord was taking was against Balaam and the evil that he did to the children of Israel. But we can also see in verse number 2 that there was a reversal of the curse unto a blessing. Now look in verse number 3. Now it came to pass when they had heard the law that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. I'd like you to see today the people's right reaction. And that was a separation from the mixed multitude. Now, Brother Adam, we shouldn't be so harsh. Brother Adam, we shouldn't be so hateful. Brother Adam, we can't be that divisive. Oh yes, my friend, if the Bible says to divide from some things, we ought to divide. If the Bible says to separate from some things, we ought to separate, whether it be places, whether it be practices, and whether it be people. And the children of Israel, this remnant of rebuilders, had given themselves over to a mixed multitude of people. They had intermarried with the Canaanites and all those all down through the years. And once again, here in Jerusalem, they had once again fallen back to their old patterns of intermingling with the world. And when the world gets mingled in, their gods get mingled in, their practices get mingled in, their false doctrine gets mingled in. And so when they heard the truth, they had the right reaction, and they separated themselves from a mixed multitude. They had alliances with that mixed multitude, the world. They had attachments to that world. They had associations with that world. They had an affinity and a love for that world that they had to make a conscious choice and a decision to separate themselves from. Look now in verse number 4 and 5, and I'd like for us to see the meat of our message today. What happens when we allow the world to come in and God help us into the temple? The Bible teaches us in the New Testament, know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Keep that in mind as we read again verse 4 and 5. Before this, Eliashib, the priest. Now, let me just say this. The priest ought to have known who should be in the temple and who should not be in the temple. God was not vague in his instructions. God was not meandering in his thought pattern when he said who and who should not. Eliashib, he formed an alliance with the enemy of God, Tobiah. It says there in verse number 4, he was allied unto Tobiah. Now, who was Tobiah? In verse number 4, we refer to this man. In chapter number 2, verse 19, we see that Tobiah was a scorner. When the children of God began to rebuild in Jerusalem the walls, he had something scornful to say about it. In chapter 4, verse 3, he was a mocker. He said, oh, that wall's so flimsy. If a fox put his paw on it, he'd knock the whole thing down. And in chapter 6, verse 1, this enemy, he was a schemer, this Tobiah, the Ammonite. But I want you to see this. He was allowed to live within the temple of God. In fact, he was invited by Eliashib, the priest, into the house of God. My friends, how in this world could someone get to that point where someone who had tried to do so much damage unto the church, so much harm unto the church, so much to destroy the church and its people, even unto the point of physical harm and death? Oh, go back and read what terrible things that Tobiah had done. And yet the priest had made him a specific chamber, a place to dwell in the temple. And not only that, but he had displaced things that truly belonged there. Look in verse number 5. And he had prepared for him a great chamber where aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priest. He prepared a room reserved for Tobiah. and said it was a great chamber, but he had displaced the reserved items of worship. Think about it this way, friends. Who's living in your chambers? The meat, the sacrifice, the blood that was spilled from those animals. Tobiah was living in that place. The frankincense, that incense of aroma that was a sweet savor unto the nostrils of our God, typifying our worship. The worship was kicked out and Tobiah was living in. The vessels, oh, that were filled up and were poured out as an oblation offering. Oh, no, Tobiah had taken that place. And then, notice this, the tithes of the corn, the monetary giving unto the work of God. Oh, no room for that. That room goes to Tobiah. Then the new wine, that's a type of the Spirit's filling. There was no room for that. There was no room for the wine, the new wine. Oh, no, that room went to Tobiah. And then the oil, a type of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. No room for that. That has to go to give room for Tobiah. My friend, today, as we think about these things, I want to ask a question that I ask you and I ask myself, and that is this. Have we given a great chamber unto the enemy of God in our life? Has something moved into our life that has taken away our sacrifice that we give unto God, our time, our efforts, our monetary giving, our charity and our efforts to help our fellow man? Has something taken the place of that selfishly for the enemy to have a place? Has the aroma of the worship that we give unto God, has it been displaced? Do we worship God anymore? Oh, no. Say it's not so, that the worship of God has been replaced by the worship of self and the pacification and the satisfaction of the flesh and the enemy. And tell me, friend, that your vessel, which, oh, one day was filled with the Spirit of God and poured out in service and poured out in charity unto someone else, that vessel now is filled with the acts of the enemy. No, friend, please don't tell me that the money that God's blessed you with is no longer good enough for God and his tithes and offerings. Tell me, my friend, that the place that held in your life, the place of importance and priority that held in your life, has not been replaced by some hobby or some selfish monetary gain. Tell me, my friend, that it's not so, that the Spirit's filling is no longer happening, but you're being filled up with the world. You're being filled up with the world's music. You're being filled up with the world's entertainment, that you're being filled up with social media, that you're being filled up with wickedness. Say it's not so, my friend. Say it's not so. Say it's not so, my friend, that the anointing of the Spirit of God has been replaced by the annoyance of the enemy. Tell me it's not so, my friend, that you haven't given room unto Satan that belongs to God. Tell me, friend, that you haven't taken up room for yourself where the Spirit ought to live. Tell me it's not so, my friend. Oh, what a day when we learn that the place of our life, our temple, our body, that it belongs to God in every room of our temple. Every part of our life, my friend, it belongs to God. It doesn't belong to the enemy. And if we give it up to him, we face consequences. We face wrath. We face the chastening of an almighty God unto his children. My friend, tell me today that there's no room for the enemy in your life. But if so, if it's happened, if you've given up that room, if you've made a place for the enemy in your life, today is the day for you to do just like those children of Israel did, and that is separate yourself from the mixed multitude of the world in your life. Separate yourself. That's an act of repentance. Do it today, my friend. Do it today and make every room in your temple a room that is dedicated unto the Lord Jesus Christ and his service. God bless you. We'll be with you next time on the program. Brother Les.
Our prayer is that the Word of God has done a work in you today. For more information on the ministry of Evangelist Adam Borden, go to evangelistadamborden.com, spelled B-O-R-D-E-N, and click on the contact page, or you can call 615-785-5682. Join us next time as we find riches from the pages of God's Word with Evangelist Adam Borden.